Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I want to thank all of you for being loyal listeners. We see that everybody has been coming back and there's many people sending emails. And I just want to personally thank you for your support. When I created this show, I created it just for the purpose of providing a nucleus for people to have an area to go to on the internet to hear good news and to get onto a positive vibration. So I'm so happy and excited to see the success that we are having. We're in our 6th month, and it's getting better and better. I was looking through the archives, and we have a show that we did around a month and a half ago, and it's like a hidden diamond. So I just want to tell you about it because I noticed that it isn't getting listened to as much as all of the other shows, and I'm telling you, this is one of the best shows that people are missing it. So I want for you to go back into the archives and listen to Senior Minister Chris Jackson. He has a message that has been so effective in my life, and I don't want you to miss it. So please go back to the archives, listen to it. He talks about the 4 R's. We also have Cindy and Robbie on that show. They've been in a long-term relationship, and they've gone through many changes. It took courage for them to make a huge move to South Florida, and it's just a great show. So I encourage you to go back into the archives. Don't miss that one. Today's show is going to be so exciting. We have Stephanie Tippy with us, and she will be discussing the importance of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy and food triggers. So she will be with us at 6:30 a.m. this morning, so I want you to stay tuned. This is Patty Black with the Good News Show, broadcasting from Miami, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning to all you listeners. We are having such a great time doing our show. It has been an amazing, amazing experience. Being able to do some of the research that I do when I'm getting the show together has really brought me personally more in touch with what I'm talking about, acting and doing what I talk about, and living exactly what I'm saying. I'm not just talking something to hear myself talk. What I'm saying are things that I want to hear, that I need to hear, and that I need to be able to do also. So one of the things that we were talking about last week was about waking up early and taking the time in the morning to get up a little bit earlier than you need to go to work, to have a morning ritual and, you know, have that time to not rush out the door, but, you know, take time to just get in time with yourself, spend time preparing yourself before work. And, you know, letting the negative thoughts out. Let them rent space in your head. And we were talking about, you know, how the negative thoughts are like weeds, and that we need to pull those weeds out and plant flowers, and then tuning into the right channel and change the negative channel. You know, if your thoughts are on the worry channel, which we had a lot of people were writing in last week on that little comment about the worry channel. So get off that worry channel, you know. We don't need to be there. It is unnecessary because everything happens exactly as the way it's supposed to happen, and we need to just go in sync and go with the flow. So if you're on the wrong channel, the only thing you're going to do is worry more. And, you know, you can tell yourself, I am not going to worry anymore.
And I just want to remind you that what we're doing today is we're giving you tools in living a great life, and that's one of the best tools. It may not be a part of your pattern, but if you do create it as a habit, it only takes, I think, 21 days to really create a habit. But if you get into this habit, it can really change your life, and it's going to be one of the best tools in living your great life.
Exactly. And one of the other tools we talked about was exercise. And as I was saying it, you know, I have been doing it also. And we talked about how, you know, I used to just exercise 5 times a week, and then on 2 days I would take off, and then the next week it would take me more time to get back to that exercise again because after having 2 days off, I wanted to relax. And then I came up with excuses. And then it became two or three times instead of five times. So now what I'm doing is I'm thinking about exercising every day, and I don't have to think about it anymore. And just making sure that every day I do something, whether it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and how if you just put that in your agenda as part of your day, you do something, whether it's morning or night, and you get out there and do something, it's just an incredible thing about how the repeated benefits that you get from taking that time to just go out for 20 minutes. Start with that. We did an incredible 5.5 mile trek yesterday, which was with Tony Weaver, who was on our show before, and you can go back and look at his website and take a look at what he's doing, because he's doing some incredible things. He had about six of us out for a long morning trek with the ski poles,
Nordic trekking,
and it was really great. So that was a great way to start the day. I encourage you all to just go in and look at it and get in touch with Tony. He's also a nutritionist. And he has some great information. We are going to be having Tony back on our show again.
That was great exercise. I felt that I would not be able to do the entire walk, but I did, and I just felt so good afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, what an accomplishment when you go out there and do something different that you normally wouldn't do. It's such a great feeling. It just makes you feel more powerful, and you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to you about writing some goals down, you know, and rewriting the goals that you already have in your life. So, like, each day, what I try to do is I try to get closer to achieving my short-term, my medium-term, and my long-term goals. And If I get started the day in, like, just reviewing my goals, that means, like, I'm having a better awareness of them throughout the day. So I look at them, I add to them, I rewrite them. And with a better awareness, what you can do is you can make better choices. And when we make better choices, we see better results.
Exactly.
So it's really been... I am very big on writing tools down and goals and writing lists. I'm a big list maker. I love being able to write things down and then cross them off and see that they're working. So also, here we are. We're talking about some of the tools to have a great life. And one of the things that I wanted to add to it was being able to read and listen to motivational material. And in the morning, before we start the day, there is a whole day ahead of us of endless possibilities that lie ahead. And I like to take time to motivate myself by reading and listening to inspirational books and CDs or whatever tapes are online. But if you... You know, we'll try this, you know, and let me know what you think. But go out there, go to the bookstore, look at some different motivational books. There are books out there. There are 12-step books. There are books that just have a great motivational message. And if you just go to the day, the calendar day, read that message. And then take a look at how it's impacting in your life. And sometimes, you know, you need to read it twice to really let it seep in and get into your consciousness. So that's something that I wanted to let everybody know. And let me know what you think about that, if you've done that.
Well, I think that's great, Sherry. Listeners, we want to hear from you, so pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good story, make a smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. You can also download this show to your iPod. So if you're on the
futuristic side in technology and can do that, I just want you to know that it can be done, so you don't have to sit in front of your computer and listen to our show. So this is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. I am on air with Sherry, bringing the show to you to share the good news today.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk a little bit about visualization. You know, after you've read some, you know, great motivational and inspirational messages, then what I like to do is I like to close my eyes and visualize what I'm wanting to happen that day. It's amazing how often my desires become realities. You know, we take just a little bit of time to just focus and close your eyes and re-look at, you know, what your experience is going to be for the day. And, of course, you know, you let it go, and then you just let it happen, and you get out of the way, and you go with the flow of the day. But in taking the time to, you know, visualize, I'm also very big in affirmations. So let me tell you about affirmations. The tool of affirmations is extremely powerful. If you say something in a matter of it is happening already, you are manifesting that to happen in your life. We don't want to talk, watch the words that we say. So we don't want to talk and say in a negative way or say something in, I wish I could have. We have to say it in an I am. I am already doing the things that you want to do. I am creative. I am healthy. I am powerful. I am prosperous. Say those things on and on all day. And keep, you know, doing that affirmation. So, my friends, that's some of the tools that we're talking about. And also, here is a little inspirational thought about just, you know, getting out there and doing something nice for someone else or doing something different that you haven't done before. Try to do two different things in a day that you have never done before, or do something for someone and not let them know that you've done that. And getting your work life in order, that's another little tool that I wanted to talk about. This doesn't mean that you need to take the joy or take a job that you hate just for the paycheck of it, you know. Instead, it means the opposite. Find something that you love to do and do it to the best of your ability. Find ways to maximize your income. You know, from whatever you're doing that you love to do, find something that you can do that you can make money doing it. And look for people who can love and support you on your journey and friends and relatives who believe in you. I believe that it's so important to get your core group of people together and have the people in your corner that you can run things by and talk things with. Live in the moment as much as possible. This is key. One of the biggest tools that I can really talk to you about.
Being in the now.
Being in the now. We cannot talk enough about it. You know, we can miss out on all the gifts that this present moment has to offer. You know, according to Buddha's second noble truth, all suffering comes from desire and our inability to accept our circumstances. Once we embrace the present moment, the richness of life and the endless possibilities of joy are obvious. And being able to be where your feet are, you know, being in the present moment, when there are things going on in our life, we just need to focus back to the here and now. We have everything that we need in this life to be happy here and now. And we need to be able to get in touch with that present moment by just bringing your consciousness back to your center and being able to be here in this moment, because if you take a look at in this moment, everything is fine, and you really can take, you know, let your thoughts not run away with you, get your thoughts back to the present moment, and just be in that space of I am.
I like that, Sherry.
Good. Good. I it kind of brings me into talking a little bit more about gratefulness, because, you know, you can't talk about all these things, and I always like to reiterate that, about how important it is, the power of gratitude. And gratitude is what unlocks the fulfillment of life, and it turns what we have into enough and more. And it turns denial into acceptance. Gratitude turns chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home. It can turn a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past and brings peace for today and creates a vision of tomorrow. Gratitude is the key. We always need to really think about how grateful we are and say it 100 times a day. Thank you, thank you. I am so grateful, you know, for all of the blessings that have been given to us. We really need to get in touch with that, because when we stay in that consciousness of being grateful, we are opening ourselves up to accepting and being available for all the good to come. So that's, you know, let me know what you think. Write us and let me know what you would like to hear us talk about. Give us some topics. Let us know what's on your mind. We want to tell you that our little mantra is live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. And just wanted to let you know that in case I don't get a chance to tell you at the end of our show. But one more thing I wanted to talk about was keeping your mind active. This is a great tool also. It's important to exercise our brains also, as well as our bodies. And, you know, we need to take a class. I know I need to take another Spanish class. I have to definitely put that on my list of things to do. Join a study group. You know, or find some way to keep fascinated about life. You know, the world is an incredible place, and there is so much to learn. There's so much to do. And by keeping our mind active, we will be experiencing more joy of being alive, and then we're continually learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're continually developing more self-esteem. And it's really important to read, you know, read more. I know I love to, like, just go into the bookstore and just sit there with a cup of coffee and look through all the books and have some time with myself to read a little bit and look at adventure books, look at travel books, and pick out different places that you want to go and keep thinking. And what are your other things that excite you? What are some things that you might want to do to take a class in, a hobby? What are your hobbies? And every time that you go and do something that you really stretch yourself to do, something you've never done before, it really brings you to a place of, you know, so excited about what you're doing for yourself.
It really guides you in your life. I had my aunt passed away at 104 years old, and she was active almost up until her last year. She volunteered. She was always taking classes. She was always doing. She was just so busy, and keeping her mind alert. It really made a big difference. She had longevity, but it was quality also in her life. So that's a great tool.
Absolutely. You know, the more we keep ourselves active, the more that we're building our repertoire of all the things that we like to do. And, you know, have some friends that can go along with you, you know, take up hiking, all the, you know, get a lift. Get another list of all the things. Like, yoga is a great tool to relax, to, you know, it's something actually that I'm very interested in. I did yoga for many, many years, ago. And it's something that keeps bringing itself in the forefront for me, is to, you know, find a yoga class I'm interested in, do a little Pilates. There's so many things out there that we can do that can just expand our mind.
Well, I think those are great tools, Sherry. We want to thank you for all of your wisdom. Listeners, we want to hear from you, so pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you don't have access to a phone, send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow at yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought, or you could even send a question. If you do, we'll put it on air for you and open up a discussion for it. We have a caller calling in. I'd like to introduce all of you listeners to somebody who's very special and very gifted in Florida. Her name is Carla Van Walsum. Carla, are you on air with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning,
Carla. That sounds like so many people.
Well, you're on air with me, Patty, and you're also on air with my co-host, Sherry. And Carla, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
I'm born in Holland and raised, and my first profession was a musician and flutist, but I felt some urge, like I want to do more in life and to make people a little bit more happy if I could. So I studied psychology and psychotherapy, and then I realized that it wasn't successful enough, and I, meaning talking so much about problems didn't solve so much, didn't make people really more happy. So I searched for a more holistic and spiritual and energetic modalities, and found a lot of answers in complex communication. Ooh, it sounds very bad. In the journey in some of the constellations, work with Ralph Hellinger, and a lot.
Hello, here. We wanted you to talk really loud, and there's a little bit of a bad connection, but maybe if you move around with your phone a little bit, maybe you could
talk really loud. I have a phone, but it's a very bad weather here. There's a kind of storm. Maybe that's the incident.
All right, well, we can hear you, and if you talk loud, we'll talk over it.
Okay, I do my best, but I didn't hear anything. Okay.
So let's go to take two.
Oh, it's better now.
So it sounds like you have many gifts, and I know that you work with the journey. You also do workshops. Can you tell our listeners about your workshops?
Yeah, I do workshops in parenting, and that's not telling people how to raise their children, but to be more connected with their own sources and their own resources and their own love, and it's a bit in a different way, teaching, they learn non-violent communication skills, and it's non-judgmental, it's giving other opportunities than the punishment and reward system to make people more aware of what the consequences are. So it's a lot. It's hard to say it in a few sentences. And one of my workshops very soon coming up is attracting your amazing mate and change your thinking, change your future. And that's a 4-step workshop for evenings. I use a lot of metaphysical concepts, and it's a lot of fun. It's also because it's great to do all these exercises to feel yourself energized and to realize what are your blocks and to delete them, because that's actually more important, and to learn tools how to attract the things in your life you really want. And that's a big awareness and a big shift for a lot of people. And yeah, but if you can do that, if you can attract your ideal mate, you can attract everything in your life. If you know these tools, a lot of people saw The Secret, and they recognize a lot, but it looks very easy. And maybe it is easy, but it needs a lot of work to really utilize and apply it. And my workshops are very much grounded in that, the Abraham teachings. I incorporate that also a lot. And I'm doing now a PhD in transformational counseling. And it's, yeah, so it's all together. It's I'm thrilled about
great.
My work. Yeah, I love it. It's like, it's fantastic. There's so much to discover also. And that's one of the things that makes me very happy that brought me to America to discover this. And so that's fantastic. I feel really glad to be here.
You know, there are so many ways to get to do the things that you're talking about, but and we think that we know how to manifest, but we really need to be guided, like you're saying. You need to be guided to show, okay, how exactly do I manifest? How do I take away the clutter in my mind? How do I change my thoughts? And, you know, we need that guidance, so it's really great that you're out there doing that.
Thank you so much.
I find that when you're doing it, you're utilizing the law of attraction. Sometimes you feel like you're doing it perfectly, but then you're not getting results, and it could be a minor change in the way you're thinking. And it sounds like you would be a great person who could guide somebody in doing that.
Thank you so much, and it's so true what you say, because I notice it myself also. Sometimes. Yeah, we have so much in our system that we got and we actually probably don't need, but this awareness about it is so important, and that's really a lot of work. And I'm actually surprised, because a lot of people say, okay, it's just about positive thinking, but that's not easy. It's not easy to think always positive and to be so powerful with your imagination to really learn that. And it's a thing children don't learn in school. It's actually the opposite. The school system is based on processing stuff you get on your plate, and there's not much room for visualization, creativity, and to expand your inner world. And it's and the children have it by nature, and it's like taking it away. And if you're an adult and you face a lot of issues and you're open to solve it, then you can get it back or gain it back or explore it again and expand it again. I would love to have it in a different way around, that it would be for the children who have it more with them. Actually, a child looks to the end, you know, very, they want something, they see it there, and they want it, it's there, and they go for it. A lot of adults don't like that, but it's a great way for manifesting what you want, and it's we have this ability, actually, from nature, and
Great. Now, send us an email about your workshops that are coming up so that we can send it on to our email list of people, get the word out.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you so much.
At this point, do you have a date for your next workshop?
Yeah, this workshop about the manifesting is July 17, 24th, and 23rd, and that's in Boca, in the Peninsula Executive Center.
Okay.
Should I give the address now, or do you want to give that I give it an email?
Yes. Why don't you give the email address or the information on air now? We have a about one more minute, so let's make good use of it. So,
so
if you could tell our listeners.
Okay, should I give my website or the address of the course?
Both.
The website is www.essence-consultancy555.com, and the courses are giving in the Peninsula Executive Center, 2385 Executive Center Drive in Boca Raton. And my phone number is 561-860-4883, and I will be more than happy to give any information.
Okay, wonderful. So, listeners, her website is essence-consultancy555. That's essence-consultancy555.com. And get in touch with Carla, because it sounds like she's doing some fantastic things up in Boca Raton. And Carla, we want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
For inviting me. You too. Thank you all.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. She is really on top of that law of attraction. And
I want to tell you that for those of you that do not know Abraham, Abraham is the entity that is through Esther Hicks, and Esther Hicks brings Abraham knowledge to the forefront, and she is in the secret and talks about the law of attraction, the law of intention, and deliberate creation. So, and Carla is bringing that into her workshop, so that is especially powerful. Really happy to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So we also have an interview that's going to take place in about 1 minute with Stephanie Tippy, and I see her online with us. So just one moment.
Listeners, get ready for this because this is some great information coming up.
Good morning. You're on air with the Good News Show. Stephanie, are you there?
Patty, good morning. Sherry, good morning.
How are you guys? I'm great. So happy to have you.
Thanks. I'm really glad to be here. I was really excited the entire weekend because it's very exciting for me to share what my husband and I are doing at our clinic. And to be able to share with your listeners is even more exciting because we're going to tap into a whole new world.
Right.
That's right. So, Stephanie, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Thank you. My husband and I, we are medical researchers, and we are baby boomers. And we want to be able to walk to our grave when that time comes. Having said that, we used to go here, there, and everywhere to keep ourselves in shape and within health. And then one day we said, well, we've been researching this for so many years, individually and jointly together, 30-plus years, why not open a center? So we opened up a center called the Anti-Aging Clinic, and we are in Lauderdale, Florida, and we address the body's natural aging process so that we can age younger. Having said that, David and I also host our own radio show in South Florida on 1040 a.m., Wednesdays and Fridays at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday, and the show is called Aging Younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we have put together a comprehensive, multifaceted program that looks at the body holistically, and then we address the aging by prevention. So we are all about the prevention versus the sickness industry. We consider ourselves the wellness industry.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's really coming from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really simple. Once you understand the anatomy and the physiology of the body, you can apply God's law. And God's law is all about nature. And God believes, and nature, we feel that the body has its own innate ability to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. And today, what I wanted to talk about, if it's okay with you all, was the importance of balancing hormones.
Good topic. It's the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let's hear what you have to say.
Okay. You know, I think most women are going to relate to what I'm about to say, that night sweats, insomnia, obesity, depression, and a host of other illnesses are direct result of hormone imbalances. There was a study done in 2002 called the Women's Health Initiative. And when that study was done, we, the Anti-Aging Clinic, began a very passionate research on the issue. What was the study? A lot of people today still do not know what the study was. And it was a study on postmenopausal women who were taking Prempro and Premarin. Both these products were big pharma giant products wife. And women on Prempro showed more evidence of blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, and breast cancer than women taking the placebo. And it was a total shock to the medical community. And menopausal women were made to think that all hormones caused the same problem seen with the products that I just mentioned. But the next fact is really going to shock everybody. The estrogen mixture that was derived in these products was from the urine of a pregnant mare. Can you believe this?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still on the market. Mm-hmm.
And it's still on the market.
Yes, Premarin and Prempro are still on the market. Now, the last time, Patty and Sherry, the last time I checked, my anatomy was different than that of a horse.
Well, that was my first thought is we're not in the same anatomy. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
But just to share, before I go on with the study, just to share a little bit about what happened to me. In 1993, at the age of 43, I had to have a total hysterectomy. And a lot of it, I believe, today was because my hormones were not in balance. And that's one of the reasons why I am so passionate about what we are doing at the clinic. And after that, they put me on Prempro. Okay. At the time, doctors didn't think that progesterone was necessary after a full hysterectomy. Little did they know, because the medical community does not understand, the majority of the medical community does not understand about wellness. So they put me on Prempro, and my body reacted violently. So my doctor said, oh, we're not giving you enough dosage. So he upped the dosage. I didn't know at that time what I know today, that this Prempro, the estrogens were coming from the urine of a pregnant mare.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me on a higher dosage, and my body reacted even more violently. They finally got me off of it and put me on some other synthetic compound. And I was on that for 13 years. And then when we started this research, like I said, I did my testing, and I found out that my estrogen levels were skyrocketed. I was depleted totally of progesterone, and my DHEA was very low. Having mm-hmm. said that, I started weaning myself off of the estrogen compound, went on the bioidentical hormones, and have now my body in balance. But in the interim, because I had the hysterectomy, and because the medical community thinks that, well, now that you're not producing your own hormones, you are a product or a prime candidate for osteoporosis, so they gave me a bone mineral densitometry. And lo and behold, my T-scores came back low, and I had osteopenia. So they put me on this wonderful drug called Actonel. And Actonel is supposed to help build strong bones. Well, it tries to do that, but one of the ways that Actonel and the rest of the Fosamax drugs work is that it takes calcium from other parts of the body, and it will try to put that calcium into the bone, making the bone very spongy. It really does not build strong bones. So... What happened to me is that it caused a lot of bone loss in my gum, and I had to go through a total reconstruction of my mouth. So, you know, drugs, synthetic drugs, are not natural to the body, and the body is going to react violently to them, and everybody manifests their own conditions depending on what the drug is, and this was my particular condition. So mm-hmm. having said that, going back, that's why we are so passionate on the BHRT program, because I know if we have a balanced hormonal system, the estrogens, the progesterone, the testosterone, the DHEA, then mm-hmm. our body will be within balance and we won't have a problem with osteoporosis. The people that we have studied with have literally converted people in their 70s, women in their 70s, who had osteoporosis by balancing hormones. Dr. Bob Fishman has been able to reverse that osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to the study, after it was revealed, Big Pharma then started to lobby hard and fast and had the FDA issue a very strong warning against all estrogens and progestins, even though the Women's Health Initiative only used one product with pharmacologic properties and risks that are very different from BHRT. So the Big Pharma giant Wyeth was trying to recoup their market share and the profits, which had dropped by two-thirds within the first year, 2 years of the study. And they started striking back by trying to ban the compounding of bioidentical hormones and saying that they have the same risk profile as Premarin and Prempro, and this is totally not true.
Mm.
It's all about money. It's all about
mm-hmm.
money.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the listeners might be saying now, what are bioidentical hormones?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is simple, that they are an exact copy of hormones produced by the body, the human body, not that of a pregnant mare.
Mm-hmm.
And that BHRT dates back to 1975. Our research at the Anti-Aging Clinic has led us to the leaders in this industry. And the study began with Dr. Bob Fishman in 2005. And one of the areas that Dr. Fishman's research led him to discover that women never stop cycling. And it makes no difference if they had their ovaries removed or just a total hysterectomy. Women cycle from the day they begin to menstruate until the day they die. And one of the more telling pieces of evidence of this can be seen from the results of a 30-day 11-panel saliva test. And what this is 11 samples are collected over the course of a month.
Mm-hmm.
Women who are still menstruating will begin their test on the morning of the first day of their period and will continue to collect on specific days as per our instruction sheet. The samples are kept frozen and then sent to our lab when all 11 saliva samples are collected.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman is premenopausal or postmenopausal, then the first sample is collected the very next morning after consultation with us at the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Why these samples? Why 11? Let me give you a little history of what Dr. Fishman found. And his research had been enhanced by his findings from the past 15 years with thousands of women's case studies that helped him recognize that conventional blood testing was not good enough. At first, he began testing the hormone panel with simple blood tests, and he found that when he followed the findings of one single blood test, most women did not respond well to his BHRT.
Mm-hmm.
He would then take another blood sample during the same month, and he noticed that the results were always different than the first sample.
Mm-hmm.
So he then decided to take samples throughout the entire month. In all of these cases, he was unable to balance hormones to the point where symptoms would be reduced substantially. So during his research, he discovered that the samples that were sent to the lab were centrifuged before testing. Now, during the process of centrifuging, the red blood cells are separated from the plasma.
From the plasma,
and the
right.
hormone, yeah, because of the anticoagulant. That's the fibrinogen, anticoagulation that's found in the red blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
So the hormone panel is derived from testing the plasma or serum and not the red blood cells. It then dawned on him, he's a very, very smart man, that it is in the red blood cells that bind the free hormones. So this is really important, and most physicians trying to dabble into bioidentical hormone replacement therapy do not understand this. Instead of analyzing the bioavailable hormones, the blood testing analyzes the hormones attached to proteins from the liver, and they are not bioavailable. So Dr. Fishman now knew that his testing method had to change. Saliva became his next choice to testing, and he began the same slow process to determine the amount of testing that would be required to obtain accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Our saliva glands produce 2 pints of saliva a day. And saliva glands have an extremely high blood flow, very vascularized. Researchers have found that the free hormones from the red blood cells and plasma filter through the saliva glands into the saliva and can be measured accurately. So the conclusion is that the saliva tests reflect the bioavailable level of hormones present in the bloodstream. Therefore, saliva is a far more accurate test than the blood test. So just as important to this saliva panel is a lengthy questionnaire that needs to be answered in order to determine the extent of the symptoms that our client is experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And these questions need to be answered again, in order to get into the head of women. And based on the test results and the answers to the questionnaire, a custom-tailored BHRT program will be recommended by our compounding pharmacist. And in order to titrate the dosage every month for 6 months, our clients will call in and answer these questions. And then micronized lozenges will be then adjusted. The dosage will be then adjusted based on the degree of the symptom. And these lozenges, micronized lozenges, come from all natural wild Mexican yam or soy-based products. And they're incredible.
I just want to say, as you're talking, I'm thinking of all the people that I can't wait till they hear what you're saying. I've just got to get in touch with everybody that I know is this is so important information. I do want to ask you one thing. When you're doing the testing, and if they are already on hormones, estrogen, do they need to be off the estrogen before they go for the testing, or do you test it?
I don't recommend it because it would be very traumatic for women to just cut down, just totally go cold turkey off the estrogen. No.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good reflection so you can really see how damaging these high levels of estrogen are to the body. Too much estrogen can lead to uterine and or blood breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be brought back into normal normal levels. And then no progesterone. Do you know what one of the major functions of progesterone is? And I wish I would have known this when I started my menstruation in my teens, is that it helps to rid the excess menses after menstruation. And when a woman is depleted of the progesterone, she can't rid of all that menses from the endometrius, from the uterus. So mm-hmm. then you have a buildup of endometrian tissue. What ends up? Endometriosis. And that was the first telltale sign for me, and I had 4 major surgeries before I had a full hysterectomy because of the endometriosis, mm-hmm. because I had no progesterone levels. Interesting?
Yes, very interesting. And I can definitely see where your passion is and how you came up with this. This is a great thing to know.
So I think it's very important to share with all women that the importance of balancing hormones and women with kids, women whose daughter is going through this problem because endometriosis still exists, I encourage them to do their research, to educate themselves. Education is so important. I like my mm-hmm. husband saying, once you are educated, it's like a trap door. There's no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
no turning back. Mm-hmm. And we can control most of the diseases that take place because disease is nothing more of being out of balance.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This ties back to the balancing. What a great topic. We have about 12 more minutes, and I know that we wanted to talk about food triggers. So I think we should move on to the next topic.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, we all know that the glycemic index was supposed to be a measure of how a given food affects the blood glucose levels, with each food consumed being assigned a numbering system. The lower the rating, the slower the digestion and absorption. And this process would then provide for a healthier, more gradual infusion of sugars into the bloodstream. Following the glycemic index seemed to be very fruitless for a world-renowned physicist. His name is Dr. Aaron Friedman. And in 2002, Dr. Friedman was working in the field of cybersecurity as the chairman of a company that was providing consulting to the Department of Defense. In March of that year, seems that 2002 was the famous year for everything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In March of that year, Dr. Friedman discovered that he was obese, hypertensive, had high triglycerides, and was no doubt diabetic. His doctor painted a very grim picture for his health, and the diet modifications following the glycemic index theory did not work for this man. So he set out to find his own solution for the obesity and diabetes-related illness. And he used his skills as a researcher and found that the foods that were contributing to his diabetes were not necessarily the foods that were being told he was being told to stay away from. Mm-hmm. And David and I will say this over and over and over again during our consultations and on our radio show. There is no panacea. There is no one-size-fits-all. There is no one pill that will fix everything. Mm-hmm. So this led him to the discovery of food triggers. And since then, Dr. Friedman has been responsible for implementing the food trigger protocol into the biofeedback system that we use in our clinic. So what it is that through the biofeedback, all foods have their own energy signature. And when we connect our clients to the biofeedback piece of equipment, which is then connected to a sophisticated computer, the body's energy signatures are going to communicate with the food energy signatures, and it's going to come up with a printout with a report and guide us as to which foods will cause the blood sugar to rise in that particular person. Very interesting. We have a woman who's been our client for 2 years, and she just came back from visiting a family in Trinidad. And she came in for a quick check because she seemed to – we have her totally off of her diabetic medication for the last year and a half, and her blood sugar had been totally in control, but she was noticing that since she was in Trinidad, her blood sugar was rising. So we did the trigger testing, and it came back that one of the nuts, I forget which one it was, pecans, almonds, I don't remember, it came back as a food trigger for her, and when she was down in Trinidad, she bought a big bag and had started eating them. And lo and behold, her sugar started shooting up. So it's a very accurate test, and now she's back to not eating that, and her body is back into normal. So science is everything, and we believe that the science of measurement is so important. And to just go into a store or a GNC or I don't know, even wherever they sell vitamins, and to say you need this one and that one, we don't – to listen to the hawkers tell you what to take without actually measuring your body is not the right way to go.
I've always wondered about that. I know that everybody is different. Everybody is a unique individual, and it sounds like food triggers are unique to that individual's body, so you need to detect which foods are appropriate and which ones are not for that body's system as a whole.
Exactly. And what triggers your food, your blood sugar to rise will not trigger mine and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But it's all, again, Patty, it's all the process of education. And that's why my husband and I spend so much money in trying to educate people, because why do we have to be old and sick? When we're out in the street, and I see we're here in South Florida, and we have a majority of elderly people here, and I look at them, and they're in walkers, and they have osteoporosis, they've shrunk, and they're in so much pain, and pain is nothing more than inflammation. And if we learn how to control inflammation, and that's an entire other subject to touch on, there would be no disease. And if only people would listen. But the mindset of that generation is the sickness industry. And the sickness industry is controlled by Big Pharma. And Big Pharma spends megabucks on lobbyists to educate their physicians who will prescribe these medications that are detrimental to one's body. Synthetics are not natural. And they do not do well in a person's body, and will just stir up a host of other diseases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you see people who are not living quality lives. Their lives, I know the elderly in South Florida are mostly, they go to the doctor. That's their life. They go to the doctor. They have this appointment, that appointment. Not really living a quality life. The majority of them are not. So we have about 5 more minutes. And Stephanie, I'd like for you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and give them a website to look at. Give them the information because I want our listeners to have access to your wellness knowledge, and I think it's really important for them to have it.
Okay, thank you, Patty. Our website is livelonger123.com, livelonger123.com. Our phone number, 954-742-4430. And my email address is stippylivelonger@comcast.net. That's stippylivelonger@comcast.net. And we are in Lauderdale, Florida. For those of you who are in South Florida listening to us, we're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Lauderdale, and that's Suite 209. And David and I are open to seeing you, speaking with you, answering your emails, because, again, believe me, there is no one-size-fits-all. And I just want to say one story about my father. My father is an 83-year-old man who was caught up in the sickness industry, going back and forth to his doctors, and his doctor's this, his doctor's that. One day, a very active 83-year-old man just stopped walking. He couldn't even stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally followed. He's very stubborn, but he listened to us and went on our regimen. And within 4 weeks, my father has been bounced back better than he was before. He's back to walking the flea market 4 days a week, 4 hours. He's back to taking his sister all over to do her errands. And she's 86. And longevity exists. And yes, David and I believe that aging is a reversible disease.
Wow.
Beautiful. I'm setting up my appointment right now. This is great news.
Yes.
Love to hear what you have to say. It's really it's so encouraging that there's something out there like this that you know, that people can tap into, and you're right here in Florida. So all of you that are here in Florida, just jump on the bandwagon and get over there.
This is refreshing, Stephanie, and we
and
want to
again,
thank you.
Thank
Go
you
ahead.
For having me on the show, and I look forward to speaking with you all again, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you. We do hope you come back on our show in the future. I know you have other topics that you could share with our listeners, and we have enjoyed having you today.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to have you back on. There's so many more things that we can touch in on. So,
thank you, Sherry. I'd love to be, you know, it'll be my honor because it's such an important message. And if we can just dent a small, tiny percentage of the population, then I feel we've done something good.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So there's been some great information here, everybody. So I'm really looking forward to passing this on to all the people I know so that they can hear what you have to say. So thank you so much.
Thank you. So we're down to our last minute on the show for this Monday morning. So Stephanie, we'll be in touch with you. And again, thank you for visiting us today.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, listeners, there you have it. That was Stephanie Tippy, and we want to thank you for tuning in this early Monday morning. This is Patty Black, and I want to invite you to listen to us in the next couple of weeks. Next Monday, we won't be broadcasting live, but the following Monday, we will. So have a great couple of weeks. We love you, and we're signing off.
Signing off. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.